Hello everyone, my name is Terry Hadley. I am the editor and presenter of the Talking Computers audio magazine for visually impaired computer users. If you'd like to contact me, you can do this through our website at www.talking-computers.org.uk, where you'll find an email link, or you can email me directly at talkingcomputers1@ntlworld.com. That's TalkingComputers, the figure 1, at N for November, T for Tango, L for Lima, world, WORLD.com. What follows is a podcast introducing some features of Windows 7, specifically the Windows 7 Start menu and the Windows 7 Windows Explorer. This may well be featured on Talking Computers in the future, but I thought it might be useful to those interested in starting with Windows 7. Hope you enjoyed the programme. Hello everyone, this is Terry Hadley. I've recently installed Windows 7 on one of my computers. It's actually a dual boot system, so I can still boot into Windows XP if I want to. But having done this, I thought I'd give a little demonstration of some of the features that you will encounter when you first run Windows 7. Today I'm going to look at the Start menu and Windows Explorer in Windows 7. The first point to mention is that there is no classic Start menu in Windows 7. You can only have the Start menu that has the two columns. And another difference is that when you first press the Windows key to open the Start menu, you automatically land in a search box. So that's what I'm going to do now. I press Windows key.
Start menu. Shutdown. S. Search programs and files. Search box. Editable text. Blank.
And as you hear, as I say, I'm in a search box. The search box is on the left-hand column of the two columns of the Start menu. And on the right-hand column, if I press the right arrow key, you'll hear
shutdown. Split button.
That is the shutdown button. It said split button. Split buttons are one of the features that you will encounter quite a lot in Windows 7. And this seems a good opportunity to introduce them. A split button, as the name implies, has two parts to it. The button is split. The first part is activated by pressing the spacebar or the enter key, as in a standard button. And if I press the enter key or the spacebar now, I would shut my computer down. The second part of the button is usually an arrow. This arrow can point up, down, or to one side or the other side. And when you use the arrow keys on a split button, you activate this arrow in whatever direction it's pointing to. In this case, on the shutdown split button, the arrow key is pointing to the right, so if I press my right arrow,
menu opened, sleep, S,
I get a submenu of the options for shutting down. I'll just go up the menu for you. That was the sleep option, so you can put the computer to sleep.
Restart.
Restart the computer.
Lock.
Lock the computer.
Lock off.
Log off.
L. Switch user.
Or switch users.
W. Shutdown.
So I've just pressed button. I just pressed escape to come out of the submenu there. So that's a split button, and that's the first instance you'll find of it by using the right arrow on the shutdown button. If I go straight up this right hand column of the Start menu, you will see what else is here. They're all fairly familiar, these items.
Help and support. Default programs. Devices and printers. Control panel. Computer. Music. Pictures. Documents. Terry. T.
You see at the top of the menu, I've got a folder called Terry, and that's another difference in Windows 7. You don't get a My Documents folder on the Start menu or your desktop. You get a folder with your name on it. Okay, so let's go back down to the bottom of the Start menu
music.
to the
not selected. Shutdown. Split button.
Back to the shutdown button, and then I'll press the left arrow to go into the left-hand column of the Start menu.
Search programs and files. Search box. Editable text. Blank.
And now we're back in the search box. Now if I press up arrow, you'll get to the left-hand column of the menu, which has got the shortcuts to the programs that you use most.
All programs submenu. A.
That's the all programs button where you can access the main part of the start menu. But as I say, above that we get the shortcuts to the programs that you access the most.
Sticky notes submenu. Microsoft Office Word 2003. Skype. Connect to a projector. Snipping tool. Calculator. Getting started submenu. Speak on. Sonar 8.5 Pro. Reaper X64. Internet Explorer 64-bit.
And that's all that's on my start menu.
Search box. Editable text. Blank.
So now we're back in the search box again. Now if I press up arrow and go to
all
programs,
A.
We'll find another difference in the start menu. I'll just press enter on all programs.
Search programs and files. Search box. Editable text. Blank.
Now it's left us in the search box, but it's opened the main part of the start menu. And this is quite different to what you've been used to in Windows XP. If I use the up arrow to enter the main part
all
of the start
programs.
Menu.
Three. Startup. Closed. 2 of 29.
You hear first of all that this is a tree rather than being the standard start menu that you used to get in Windows XP that used to spread all over the screen. This is a tree view. If you are on a directory, you can open the tree, open the directory by pressing the right arrow. But obviously there are some individual items on there as well. I'll just go to one of the folders and open one for you. By the way, you can use initial letters in the same way that you can on the Windows XP start menu. So I'll press A.
Accessible and web IE. Closed.
That seems to be a good one to use.
29.
That's the Webby accessible programs from the Webby web browser. So I'll press right arrow, which is how you open an item in a tree view.
Opened.
I'm still on the Webby and accessible heading of the folder, but if I go down arrow now, I'll come to the items that are inside that folder.
BBC iPlayer Ray. BBC iPlayer TV. Calendar. Clock. Disk Explorer. Google RF. Gutenberg Live. This is Appearance Editor. Internet Radio. Live BBC. PDF Reader. Podcast Download. Podcatcher. RSS News Reader. Web Directory. Web IE. Manuals. Tools. Accessories. Closed. 14 of 47.
And now you see when I get to the bottom of the list, we have accessories and it tells me it's closed. And the fact that it said it's closed is an indication that you're, again, in a main directory on the start menu rather than being in the items inside the accessible and Webby program. So I'll just go back up to that.
Accessible and web
accessible Webby directory,
opened.
And I'll press left arrow, and this should close
47.
It.
Closed.
So that's the main differences on the start menu in Windows 7. First of all, there's no classic start menu. You only get the two columns. Secondly, the introduction of the split button, as indicated on the shutdown. Thirdly, you get a column of frequently used programs. Fourthly, if you go to the All Programs section of the Start menu, you get a tree view rather than the old-fashioned view that you used to get in Windows XP. So now I'm going to come out of the Start menu by pressing Escape.
Search Programs and Files. Search box. Editable text. Blank.
Pressing Escape once has taken me out of the tree view of the Start menu and I'm back in the search box on the main part. So I'll press Escape again to come out of this as well.
Start button.
And that's cleared the start menu, and I am now on the start button. I press Windows key and D just to go to the desktop.
List. Computer.
And there we are, I'm on my computer icon on the desktop. Now, as I say, I'm going to Windows Explorer, and you can open Windows Explorer with the same keystroke that we used to use in Windows XP. And this is Windows key and E. You can also access Windows Explorer, by the way, by opening the computer icon. Just highlight computer and press enter and you get the same exactly the same thing. So I press Windows key E.
computer. List. Local disk C, not selected. 1 of 3. Group 1 of 2. 1 of 5 total visible items.
And that's what you get when you enter Windows Explorer. First of all, it told me I'm in the computer. And it told me I'm on the C drive, although it's not selected. And this is the first group of two groups. That's another thing you notice in Windows 7. It splits the individual items up into groups for the disk drives and for the floppy drives and DVD CD drives because they're removable storage. Now, before we go any further, we need to check that your view options are set the same as mine. If we don't do this, some of what follows may not make sense. Specifically, we need to look on the View menu to make sure that the List item is selected. If you have it selected as icons, small icons or large icons or whatever, the list display will not look the same as mine. So press Alt-V to open the View menu and then go down to the List item. If it is not selected, press Enter on that List item to select it. I'll just go up and down this list for you so you can hear what's here. I've got three hard drives and floppy drive and a DVD drive on this computer.
Hard disk drives group. Local disk C. Local disk D. Local disk E. Devices with removable storage group. Floppy disk drive A. DVD RW drive F. 2 of 2. Group 2 of 2. 5 of 5 total visible items.
So that was just using the down arrow to go down the list of items there. Okay, first of all, now we're in Windows Explorer, I'll give you a visual description of this window. At the top of the screen, all the way across the window, there are two toolbars. The top toolbar is very much like the toolbar that you get in Internet Explorer. It has the two navigation buttons for left and right on the top left, which are activated by Alt left arrow or Alt right arrow. Then we have what would be the address bar in Internet Explorer, but in this window it shows the path to the file or the path to the location that you're on at the moment, and this is given in a series of split buttons. We'll come back to those later. To the right of this is a search box. You can just type into the search box and Windows 7 will start searching your present location. At the moment, because I'm on the highest level of the computer, it would search the entire computer. If I was on a directory further down in the tree, it would just search within that directory. So that's the search box. Below the search box is the second toolbar. This goes all the way across the window from left to right. And this has various buttons on it, depending on what task you are performing or where your highlight is. The buttons change depending on whether you are on a hard drive or a DVD drive, for example. And I'll illustrate this in a short time. And then we come to the main part of the window, which is divided into four panes. There's the list view pane, which is the main part where I am now, where all your disk drives, etc. are. On the left-hand side, there is the navigation pane. On the right-hand side, which I don't have activated, is the preview pane. That would be if you, say, on a text file, you would get a preview of what that text file contained, and that would show up in the preview pane. And at the bottom of the window, you can have what is called a details pane. I don't have that on either. If you want to adjust these views, you can simply switch on and off panes and toolbars with something called the Organize button, which we'll come to very shortly. You will notice that I did not mention that there is a menu bar, and that is because there isn't a menu bar in the default condition anyway. You can also arrange to have the menu bar switched on or off, but even if you leave it switched off, you can't activate it in the normal way. For instance, if I press Alt-F.
File. Menu opened. Open.
I get a normal file menu. But as soon as I press the Alt key again.
Menu closed.
The menu disappears again.
DVD RW drive F. two of...
I'll just shut system access up. And so does the menu bar from the screen. So you don't actually need to have the menu bar active. You can just use your Alt key as you normally would. Now I'm going to tab around this screen and look at the various items as we come to them. As I say, at the moment I'm in the list view and I just happen to be on my DVD drive. So I'll press tab.
Toolbar. Desktop. Split button.
Now we're on the top toolbar and it tells me I'm on a button called desktop and it's a split button. Now these split buttons reflect the path to the location that we are currently in. For instance, if I move with right arrow to the right, I'll come to another split button which says computer, and that is because I am in computer at the moment in the Windows Explorer view.
Computer. Split button.
These split buttons also can be activated with the down arrow key, but unfortunately I can't get system access to read the resulting menu. I'll just press down arrow now, and this gives me a further menu of the items that are in computer. Unfortunately, as I say, I don't think these split buttons are very useful if you're using a screen reader, because you don't get the submenu read out to you when you press the down arrow key. If I tab again anyway from this series of split buttons, I get...
Search computer. Search box. Editable text. Blank. Search computer.
That's the search box to the right of that toolbar. And then I'll press tab again and I'll come to the next toolbar.
Explorer pane. Organize button. Organize this folder's contents.
And this is the organize button that I mentioned previously. If you press the spacebar on this button, or you press the down arrow, you get a menu.
Menu opened. Cut. Disabled. See.
I'll just go down this menu with the down arrow key until we come to an important item that I want to show you.
Copy. Paste. Undo. Radio. Select all. Layout submenu. L.
And this is the item, the layout. And this is the item on the menu where you can change what panes are visible and what panes are not visible. As you heard, it said submenu, so I'll press the right arrow key to go into the submenu.
Menu opened. Menu bar. M.
The first item is the menu bar, which, as I said, isn't activated by default. If I pressed enter on that item now, all these items are toggles, so if I pressed enter on that item now, it would put a tick next to it, and the menu bar would show.
Details pane. D.
The next item is the details pane, which, as I mentioned, would come at the bottom of the screen, and I don't have that visible.
Preview pane. P.
The next item is the preview pane, which would come at the right-hand side of the screen, and also that's not visible. And then the bottom item...
Navigation pane. Checked. N.
Is the navigation pane, and I do have that on my screen. So this is where you would choose which panes and which menu bar or whatever you want to have visible. I'll just press escape to come out of that
menu. Layout submenu.
And again to come out of the submenu on the organize button. Now I mentioned that there are a series of buttons on this toolbar that change depending on where we are or what task we're performing. So I'll just see what's on this toolbar now. Remember, we're on the DVD drive at the moment, so I'll press the right arrow, move along this toolbar from the organize button.
Eject button. Eject or remove the selected drive or device.
So we've got an eject button where we could click that to take out the CD or DVD or whatever we've got in, because we're on a DVD drive.
Burn to disk button. Burn the selected files to a recordable disk. Properties button. Shows information about the selected drive or device. System properties button. Show information about your computer, such as the processor speed. Uninstall or change a program button. Uninstall or change a program. Overflow menu button. Display additional commands. Views. Split button. Change your view. Preview pane. Checkbox. Not checked. Help button. Get help. Organize button. Organize this folder's contents.
And there we are, we've gone right round all the buttons on that second toolbar and we're back to the Organise button again. It just keeps cycling you around. So that's the second of the toolbars. And I said that toolbar's contents do vary with what icon you're on, what type of device it is, and what task you're performing. So I'll press tab again.
3. Computer. Opened. 5 of 17.
And now you see we're on a tree view. And this is a standard tree view in the same layout as you used to get in Windows XP, except that it doesn't have the little plus sign next to each item. It just has a little triangle to show whether the item is open or closed. It said we're on computers. If I go down, I should find the disk drives.
Local disk C, local disk D, local disk E, closed. Network, closed. Local disk E, closed. 15 of 17.
So I'll get the three disk drives
local
that are on
D,
my computer.
Local disk C, closed. 17 of 17.
And I can open and close them with the left and right arrows the same as I could on the tree view of the start menu. I'll just open the C drive.
Opened.
And if I press down arrow, I'll go through the items that are on the C drive.
Audio DRV, Kakiwalk Projects, Downloads, Fireface, Intel, Nvidia, Perf Logs, Program Files, Closed. 26 of 33.
So that's some of the items on my C drive. I'll just go back to the
Audio DR local disk C,
C drive and press
17 of
the left arrow to close it again.
Closed.
Okay, now this tree view is actually in the navigation pane on the left of the window, and that's why I leave it on. And you notice then I pressed down arrow from where it said computer and found the disk drives underneath it. By the way, I ought to mention that it's not showing my floppy drive or DVD drive in this tree view because there's nothing in them at the moment, they're empty. Anyway, as I was saying, if I go down under computer, I get the three hard drives. But if I go back up
computer,
to computer,
open.
There are some further icons
5 of 33
above computer, which are like shortcuts to various locations, and they usually reflect the locations that you would get on the start menu.
Home group. Closed. 4 of 33. Videos.
So we've
closed.
Got videos.
Pictures.
Pictures.
New library. Closed. Music. Documents. Libraries. Recent places. Downloads. Desktop. Favorites. Opened. 1 of 33.
I think these groups will make more sense if I go down them. The first group is headed favourites, so that's why it said favourites last, but now I was going up with the up arrow, so now I'm at the top. If I go down them, under favourites, we've got
desktop, downloads, recent places.
And those are all
6 of 33.
Those are all places that I've visited before, so they're under favourites. And then the next group is
libraries, opened.
Libraries.
3 of 33.
And this is where you would find what would be in your documents folder, but we can have other library locations as well. So under libraries, we have
documents, music, new library, pictures, videos, closed, 10 of 33.
And then we get to the next group.
Home group, closed.
I've got nothing in that.
4 of 33.
And then
computer,
we get back to computer.
Opened. 5 of 33.
So that's all that's in the navigation pane. Now if I press tab again.
List. DVDRW drive F.
I'm back in the list
of
view.
2.
What I'll do now is go to the C drive, and just to show you how the split buttons at the top and the buttons on the second toolbar vary when I'm on a different type of item.
Local disk C. 1 of 3. Group 1 of 2. 1 of 5 total visible items.
I'll open the C drive by pressing enter.
List. Audio DRV. Date modified June 4th, 2010 14:26. Type file folder. Not selected. 1 of 16.
So now I have a list of folders on my screen which are on my C drive. I'll just do shift tab and go back up to the toolbars.
Explorer pane. Search local disk. Toolbar. Desktop. Split button.
Right, okay. Now I'm on the desktop split button at the top of the screen, and before it just said computer. It had a a split button for computer after the desktop split button. Well, we'll see what we've got now. If I go over to the right,
computer,
there's a computer split button. But now, because we're in the C drive,
local disk C split button,
we also have a split button for the C drive. So if I go into another folder within the C drive, it will give me another split button for that particular folder. So as I say, the split buttons on the top toolbar reflect the path of the folder that you're in.
Search local disk C.
I just press tab again.
Editable text.
And now we get to the search box
again. Search local disk C. Explorer pane. Organize button. Organize this folder's contents.
Now we're on the second toolbar, and there is the organize button that we met before. But remember, last time we were on this toolbar, we had all the buttons that were referring to the DVD drive for eject a disk and burn a disk, etc. But if I go over to the right now with the right arrow, you'll find that those buttons are being replaced by others.
Share with button. Share the selected items with other people on the network. Burn button. Burn the selected files and folders to disk. New folder button. Create a new empty folder. Views. Split button. Change your view. Preview pane. Checkbox. Not checked. Help button. Get help.
Okay, so you see that those buttons are different to the ones that we had last time. Now I'll press tab again.
Tree. Local disk C. Closed.
I'm in the tree view.
17 of 33.
Press tab again.
List. Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th, 2010, 14:26. Type, file folder. Not selected. 1 of 16.
And now I'm back in the list view, and I'm on the first folder in the list, which is called Audio Driver. That just happens to be what it is. Now if I press tab one more time, because we're in a list of folders, we will get something different.
Name. Split button.
It said, name, split button. This is because we're on a series of buttons which head each of the columns in this list view of the directories on my PC. If I press space on one of these split buttons, it will use that split button to sort the items in this list. These buttons used to be at the top of lists in Windows XP. Most notably in Outlook Express, you could get them to sort your email on various different criteria. But they've been added in Windows 7 so you can sort lists in the Explorer view. Now if I press spacebar on this button, remember at the moment the top item in my list is called Audio Driver. So if I press space on this name split button, what it will do is reverse the order of this sort. I'll just press space now.
Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th, 2010, 14:26. Type, file folder. Not selected. 16 of 16.
Now, the cursor has stayed on the same folder, but the folder now appears at the bottom of the list. I can prove this by pressing the home button, and we'll see we get a different folder.
Windows. Date modified, September 4th, 2010, 10:16. Type, file folder. 1 of 16.
Now you see we're on the Windows folder at the top of the list because W is the last item, last letter that a folder begins with, so that's now at the top of the list. And the Audio Driver folder is now at the bottom. I'll prove that by pressing the End key.
Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th, 2010, 14.
We don't want to hear all that again. So there we are. I've reversed the order of those files just by activating that split button called Name. If I do tab again, I should get back to that split button.
Name. Split button.
And I'll click it again by pressing the space bar, and that will reverse the order back to what it was.
Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th, 2010, 14:26.
I'll just stop it speaking and go to the end by pressing the end button.
Windows. Date modified, September 4th, 2010.
And you see that the Windows folder is now at the bottom of the list again. I press the home key.
Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th, 2010, 14:26.
So, we've reversed the order back again, so the A's are now at the top of the list. Now, as these are split buttons, there is also a function that you can activate with the arrow key. So I'll just press tab again and go to the name split button.
Name split button.
Now this time, instead of pressing the space bar to activate the button, I'll press the down arrow.
Menu opened.
We get a menu. And if I go down this menu with down arrow.
A dash H. Not selected.
That actually said A dash H. If you put a tick in this menu item, it will presumably display items beginning with the letters A to H. And then again down the menu.
I dash P. Not selected.
I to P.
Q dash Z.
And
not
Q to
selected.
Z. So there we are. That's the second function of the split button. If you drop that menu down with down arrow, you get a series of options that you can change for how the files are sorted and displayed. So that's on the name column. I'll just press escape.
List.
I'm back in the list. Now that was the splitting button for name, but if I go across with the right arrow, you can see that each of the other columns also has a split button.
Date modified. Split button. Type. Split button. Size. Split button.
And it's also possible to do a sort using all those headings as well.
Date modified.
If you just press the space bar on this date modified split button, it would put all the files and folders in this list into order according to the date they were modified rather than alphabetically by the name. And also, under each of these split buttons, you also have a further menu. Some screen readers are a bit flaky about whether they read these split button menus, but we'll just try this one. We're on the date modified one, so let's see what we get.
Menu opened.
Down arrow.
A long time ago.
Oh,
not selected. Earlier this month. Not selected. Select a date or date range. Not selected.
So that's the items that you can sort by under the date modified split button.
List.
I'll press escape to come out of it. So there we are. There is quite a few things that you can access in Windows Explorer in Windows 7 that you couldn't access in Windows XP. You can access all the sort functions. I ought to mention that all the other buttons work just the same, though. If I press, for example, the backspace key now, I will get back from this location within the C drive. I'm on the list of folders within the C drive. If I press backspace, I should just get back to the list of drives on my PC.
List. Local disk C. 1 of 3. Group 1 of 2. 1 of 5 total visible items.
So there we are, that's Windows Explorer, or the basics of Windows Explorer, in Windows 7. Quick description again. 2 toolbars at the top of the screen. The first one is very similar to an Internet Explorer toolbar, with the left and right buttons for moving between windows, which are activated by the Alt and arrow keys, Alt left or Alt right. Then we have the series of split buttons that reflect the path of the current location. Then to the right of this first toolbar, we have the search box, which searches the current location. So if you go deeper into it with a directory or a subdirectory, you'll be searching within that directory or subdirectory. Then under that, we have the series of toolbar buttons, starting with the Organize button, where you can change what is visible in the Explorer window, what panes you see and what menu bars you see or don't. Moving across the second toolbar, you get a series of buttons which reflect the task that you're performing or the location that you're in. Tabbing through, we get the list pane, which shows our files or folders or drives or whatever location we are. And remember that they're split into groups depending on what type of drive they are. We can access all the normal Windows Explorer buttons that we could in Windows XP. And we can also access the column headings when we have a list of items with the split buttons, which are the headings of each column. Spacebar to activate the button, or the down arrow to activate the menu part of the button, which gives access to various options whereby you can sort the list. So that's all we're going to talk about in the Windows 7 Start menu and Windows 7 Windows Explorer for this session. I hope it's been useful to you. This is Terry Hadley signing off for now. Cheerio.